I knew the baby had died, and we were dealing with that, but it never even crossed my mind that Robin would die.
But the unthinkable did happen to Glenda Rogers' 26-year-old daughter and her nearly full-term fetus in July of 2006 after Robin received the wrong bag of nutrition, a bag filled with fluid the consistency of gravy, meant to go directly into the stomach, instead was pumped into Robin's veins. No criminal charges were ever filed. Glenda Rogers says it was a mistake, but she believes nurse Susan Meeker deserved more than an 8-month suspension and 14 hours of continuing education. The terms of the suspension were agreed upon in an order between Meeker and the Kansas State Board of Nursing, an 11-member board comprised of 9 nursing professionals and 2 public members.
I would agree this is a tragic case, but we've seen it happen before. And in 18 years, you know, I hate to say I've seen it happen before, but it has.
Board nursing practice specialist Diane Glenn.
Medicine and nursing are not exact sciences. And, you know, while we don't like errors to occur, errors are going to occur because there's that human factor.
The Supreme Court has made it clear concerning regulatory boards that they cannot impose criminal punishment. She says the board's primary purpose is to protect the public.
Board members really don't hesitate to take a license when they need to. But, you know, in weighing and balancing all those things, one of their main policies has always been to protect the public by educating individuals and trying to prevent the same type of error occurring in the future.
Of the cases forwarded to the Attorney General's office in 2006, 17 resulted in outright revocation, less than 10% of the total cases. Nearly all were revoked for theft of money and or drugs or drug abuse. Mary Blubaugh is the board's executive director.
Now, we do have some permanent bars for, you know, some felonies against person and those things, that we don't have to license anybody if they have those, or if they are convicted of one of those, we can take their license and they won't get it back. But that is the only absolute bar that we have.
If a nurse shows he or she has completed the proper education and treatment, the board cannot continually deny a license. However, the board can and does keep closer tabs.
That doesn't mean we would just hand them a license carte blanche and say, here, go back. Usually we put somebody under a suspension with a stay and some type of probation so that we can monitor them and make sure employers are, you know, overseeing their practice too, since they're going back into the work setting.